Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, April 15th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The coronavirus pandemic has exposed a chronic problem. Most Americans have little or no savings.
We are, in fact, the richest country, but historically, Americans just haven't saved very much. Regardless of where they are on the income distribution, it's just something that Americans just haven't done much.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter David Harrison. Coming up, he'll explain why economists think that Americans don't save as much as they should, and why savings accounts were dwindling long before the pandemic.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The lowest earning U.S. households have less money in their checking and savings accounts now than they've had in more than 30 years. But Americans across the income distribution haven't been saving as much as they should, and that's money that might have come in handy during the economic downturn. Wall Street Journal reporter David Harrison joins us to discuss. So, David, the pandemic has hit hardest a segment of the population that barely had enough money to put away.
Yeah, that's right. So it, when this hit, kind of brought to an end 10 years of low unemployment and 10 years of strong economic growth. But, all that growth really didn't do much to help sort of lower earners, lower income households put a lot of money aside. So, despite the strong economy over the past few years, they were in a pretty vulnerable position going into this.
Now, you spoke with several low-wage workers about their experience leading up to the pandemic and during the pandemic. What did they tell you?
In a lot of cases, what I heard was that their jobs paid them enough to live on, but they didn't pay them enough to save anything. So, a number of them devoted a lot of their earnings to rent, to sort of co-pays, to medical co-pays, to groceries. But, in a lot of cases, they just couldn't put a lot of money aside. Either for sort of long-term things like retirement or for sort of short-term emergencies. And so when this happened and when they lost their earnings or they lost their jobs or their hours were cut back, they just didn't have very much to fall back on.
And millions of U.S. households, in addition to low-wage households, had seen their savings take a hit before the pandemic.
Yeah, that's right. So the sort of the financial assets of kind of the lowest earners, the bottom 20%, had actually been going down since the last recession. And that's financial assets. So that includes basically, all your investments, your retirement funds, and sort of anything in your bank accounts. So yeah, so those have been going down quite dramatically in the last few years. And there are a number of reasons for that that economists have identified. First of all, is that incomes have been growing pretty slowly. If you're not getting a big raise every year, you're not able to put a whole lot aside. And also, don't forget that the last recession was caused by a huge run-up in debt and household debt for the housing bubble. And so a lot of people basically spent the years following the recession paying down that debt. There were a few years where, people were talking about deleveraging, where households were paying off their debt. So you had that in the years after the recession, which, if you're paying off debt, that's money you can't set aside for savings. So basically those two factors meant that a lot of lower income households just didn't have anything left over to set aside.
Do you get the feeling that the record low unemployment we saw over the past year and a half or so had given savers a false sense of security?
It might have, yeah. I mean, not just savers, but everybody else, too. I mean, you saw that if for whatever reason you lost your job, it was pretty easy to get another one. It was pretty easy to move from job to job. And so, if you're paying the bills, if you're able to afford, to afford your rent, if things are going pretty well, you're not going to be too concerned about the fact that you can't set any money aside because, suppose you went through the previous recession, which was, as you remember, a very deep and very difficult, damaging recession, you probably feel like you're doing pretty well.
There seems to be an irony here about the U.S. being one of the richest countries in the world.
you know, as an economist I spoke to mentioned, you know, we are in fact the richest country, but historically Americans just haven't saved very much. You know, regardless of where they are in the income distribution, it's just something that Americans just haven't done much. And this goes well beyond the current pandemic and the recession. It's just something historically that people just haven't done.
So what's the lesson here for people when they get back on their feet and they have to think about their future?
Yeah, but I mean, it's going to take a while. You know, the first thing, you know, as we saw in the last recession, I mean, the first priority once people recover is going to be sort of to pay off whatever debts they incur now, and just to pay the bills. So, I mean, yes, and yes, it would be great if people took this as a lesson to save more, but it's not easy to do.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter David Harrison. David, thanks for coming on the show.
All right, thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.